This is the Real BS Show.
This is the Real BS Show. We got some real BS today.
That's right.
I was thinking back, you know, what's some of the dumbest songs, screwiest, dumbest things ever recorded? Especially in the 60s. I remember there was a lot of that goopy stuff.
Right.
So why in the world? I guess to make a dollar, and some people bought it, you know.
Right.
People bought it, or it wouldn't be, still would be around. But I don't know if you want to punish everybody with this goofy stuff.
Yeah, we'll torture them. How about that?
Okay, today's torture day?
Yeah.
All right, well, we can certainly do that.
Yeah, these are songs that basically get stuck in your head, and you're like, oh, please, get it out of my head. Well, this is the chance for you to get this song out of your head, or it'll get stuck in your head. We'll figure it out.
Huh. Sounds like a song coming up here.
Yeah.
This is the karaoke version.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
We're going to play the real one. How about that?
All right, yeah, that's a... enlighten everybody.
Yeah.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed, when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food. I cooked your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And
well, this is the Real BS Show, and we got some real BS stuff today.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget, first you have to do the weather report, Bill. Very important.
Well, it's been hotter than, you know, for the last couple of days I've been cutting wood and splitting wood, sweating to death. I didn't realize I still had my long johns on. Holy cow.
All right, right,
I mean,
right.
I died yesterday.
Oh, I can imagine.
But anyways, this, yeah, there's a bunch of songs that you just wonder how in the world they ever, you know, whoever thought of it and whoever put the money up front to make it happen, and
right,
and how it stuck around. I mean, you can still find these songs if you look hard enough.
Right. And you know, we're not making, you know, these are the songs we personally think that are, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
It's nothing personal.
Somebody must have liked them, so.
Yeah, they obviously sold.
I just think they're stupid.
Yeah.
Really stupid.
They're goofy. They're stupid. I think, you know, they just made them in fun. And probably the artists that made them are probably really talented musicians and singers. But these are just really goofy and stupid songs.
That's what me and Steve ought to do, make some goofy songs. See, we could invent some.
Yeah, you could do this next one, you know, that we have coming up.
No, this one's documentary thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where it came from. I mean, well, let's let everybody listen and maybe they can figure it out.
Yeah, maybe let us know.
Okay.
was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you. If only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played, and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig.
The real BS show. You know, we had to throw some in there here and there because, you know, we can't talk about every single one of them because it'd be boring you to death.
Yeah, we'll play a few in a row that are real zingers, at least in our opinion.
Yeah, anyways. And this one, next one, I think, you know, everyone looks at America as, you know, dumb idiots. And I think, you know, every country has dumb idiots, and this next one song just kind of proves it, you know?
There's dumb idiots everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting swamped with them.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So America's not unique in this.
You've been to Walmart lately or McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. I can't say where I went because I'll piss people off, but I recently had a road trip, and you just see the people and how they can be sometimes so rude and arrogant to other people. We were in a restaurant, and the manager spoke about the waitress in front of everybody. And I was like, wow, that's rude as hell. And what she was complaining about was not even a real problem. It was like a non-issue about, oh, you know, because I requested somewhere outside to sit. And the way she was just so rude to the waitress, I'm thinking, wow, I don't even want to even support the business by even saying the name of the business.
Yeah.
But, you know, the food was good. The waitress was nice, you know, and I don't know.
Just the owner was kind of screwed up.
Yeah, the owner was kind of messed up, in my opinion. You don't, just wrong. But anyhow, this song kind of reminded me of that, you know?
All right, well, let's lay a couple of them on everybody and see what happens.
Yeah.
In the bad backlands of Australia, many years ago, the Aborigine tribes were meeting, having a big powwow.
We got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son, Mac.
My boy, Mac? Why? What's wrong with him?
Our boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. All over the place, practiced till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo,
yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew,
yeah, yeah.
But I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
The banished him from the tribe then and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not say.
Is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked.
Aha! Get out of it,
nasty bushwhacking animal. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hit him right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I had to pick that one.
For three long months he sat there, or maybe it was four. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elfie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes. Never thought of that. Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go. Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw. Oh, my God. I've hit the flying doctor. Can you do first aid?
Don't talk to me about first aid, boy. You owe me 14 chickens, you know what I mean? Learned you to throw the boomerang, you know. First things first.
Yes, I know that, but I mean, I think on this occasion, you know.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run. Charms of a woman. You've kept the secret of your youth. You led me to just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be in love with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. 'Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Well, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl.
This is the Real BS Show.
Oh, there's we're doing dumb, stupid music today.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So if you don't want to hear dumb, stupid music,
you might want to tune out for this. Yeah,
yeah. You might catch us next week,
or maybe enjoy all these songs. I mean, hey, you know.
Well, I mean, hey, some people might like them. I don't know.
These are just poppy songs. That's really what they all are. And this
awful
next one is just I'm gonna be sarcastic. I'm being upfront, but this one, it is so deep and meaning and. intellectually intelligent lyrics that it just raises my bosom in pride of our country back in the 60s. How great.
Is this Made in America?
Yeah, Made in America, wow. I believe. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, slap a label on it. It is Made in America. And
probably in Ohio, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, it might have been from all the chemicals in the water.
Maybe Rick Derringer played on this song.
If he did, I would be, it'd be hilarious. Maybe that's why he fully went rock and roll instead of the gummy pop rock. And maybe he heard this other band and thought, oh man, I got to do something about this and start a revolution. I don't know. It's kind of like the Beatles. The Beatles had poppy songs, you know, and then they went kind of more rock and roll. They, you know, after that one album, so.
It's just, hey, I don't know. It must have worked for them.
Yeah, but hey, here we go, you know. We'll do it.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya, ooh, love to kiss ya, ooh, love, I love it so. Ooh, love is sweeter, sweeter than sugar. Ooh, love, I won't let you go.
Yeah. Well, this next one is a lot of people thought this was a really nice, pretty, well put together song. But if you dig into it and you listen to the words and all this stuff, and it's just, I don't know, boring, really boring, and just goes nowhere, and just ridiculous. You know,
right?
Why would you? I don't know. I guess I didn't go to school enough or something. I don't know what it was.
Right.
But let's do this one and get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay, before I fall asleep.
Cherish is a word I use to describe the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart.
you could cherish as much as I do yours. Well, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Go.
That was so party.
Yeah. Very flat.
Hey, well, let's do this one here. You'll never guess it. I mean, you'll never guess that Pat Boone did this.
Yeah.
But it is so stupid. And, you know, Mr. Christian did it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So let's play this one for everybody to surprise them.
Right.
Okay.
It was a moonlit night. In old Mexico, I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
La, la, la.
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that floozy named Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper.
Your dog is gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coal. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt. I smelled some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back here. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down in the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. We got some songs by a couple guys that meant to be stupid. So
yeah.
I mean, they weren't trying to fool anybody. They were
purposely doing
purposely
it.
Making songs that were goofy and stupid.
Yeah.
So let's. What was the first guy?
Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens.
And maybe he, you know, we could give him some. You know, we'll give him a break here and say maybe he was just trying to be like Weird Al. Or Weird Al was like Ray Stevens. And there's some artists are just meant to be goofy artists, you know?
Well, they must have had a following. People must have liked it, so.
Right.
Made them laugh or whatever. Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe it's a little bit of a mix of music and comedy. That, yeah. You know, we'll give it that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You know, I mean, look at String Bean. I didn't even include any of them because I know some of the older folks might get really offended. But String Bean was a lot like this. You know, just a little bit of music and comedy together.
Yeah, well, Ray Stevens, he had quite a few people liking him. And who was the other guy?
Roger Miller.
Roger Miller, yeah. Now, he had quite a following, too. I think we even do one of his songs.
Oh, really?
Something, I can't remember the name of it, but somebody requested it, so we learned it and did it.
Hmm.
It had a kind of nice harmony part in there, so we do it still.
Hmm.
But, okay, let's turn on... I forgot, Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens.
Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sands. He had emeralds and rubies just a-dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Veils, the swingin'est number one dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. 'Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Which is Aramaic for whoa, babies. And Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho, ho. There she was, friends and neighbors laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of chitterlings, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an ROC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry, and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? And Ahab walk up to her and he say, oh yeah, 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 oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Which is Aramaic for let's twist again like we did last summer, babies. And she say, crazy baby. All of a sudden the Sultan walked in. Ahab knew that this was the end. Him and Fatima was caught by surprise, and the Sultan had fire flashing out of his eyes. Well, the Sultan charged at Ahab, intending to make a dent in his head. But he fled with Fatima, and out of the tent they went. They jumped on Clyde and started to ride, cutting out across the sand, with the Sultan's whole army in hot pursuit. On and on they ran. Well, to make a long story short, they got away, 'cause there weren't no animal alive what could keep up with Clyde once he got started, 'cause he was the swiftest steed on the old desert babies. And they made it across the border where Ahab hopped all his rubies and emeralds
and the bottom was swinging little split level pad, and lived happy ever after. Yeah, and that's the story about Ahab, the Arab, the Sheik of the Burning Sand.
Well, a strange thing happened the other night. You won't believe it, but I swear it's true. Harry the Hairy Ape made his escape from the city zoo. And under cover of darkness, he made his way to the middle of the municipal park, and hid in the bushes and waited for somebody to come walking along by himself in the dark. Then along comes somebody not suspecting nothing. Had jump out the bushes all of a sudden, beat on his chest, jump up and down, and he said, which is Harry Ape talk for,
boo, I bet you I scared you, ha ha.
Scared that poor cat so bad his eyes bugged out, his hair turned white, and he run off through the municipal park, screaming and hollering, digging up the lawn, tearing up the shrubbery, knocked down to keep off the crash sign, run through the hurricane fence, fell in the swimming pool and drowned himself. Well, Harry thought this was the funniest thing that he had ever seen, so he laughed, jumped back in the bushes, got ready to do it again. Yeah, the next guy to come along, I was a nearsighted local DJ. He was bobbing down the sidewalk on his way to work with a box of records under his arm. He was gonna play. So here he come, not suspecting nothing. Had jump out the bushes all of a sudden. Beat on his chest. Jump up and down, and he say, which is Harry Ape talk for, smile, you on candy camera. Man, that DJ was so nearsighted, he thought Harry was a rock and roll singer. So he give him the old glad hand, smile, slap him on the back, say, don't worry, baby, I'm gonna play the record, cause you too cool, too cool, too cool. Then he said, bye, bopped on off down the sidewalk, get 4 or 5 steps, he'd stop, turn around, do a little boogaloo shing-a-ling. Well, this really shook Harry up. I mean, blew his whole bitch, you know, ruined his whole day. So he ran back to his cage fast, seat go, jumped up on his little swing, put both hands over his eyes, and didn't look for 3 hours and 45 minutes. But that's not the end of the story. Here's what happened. Well, the DJ played Harry's record.
What record?
Shut Up! It was a hit, and he became a star. Got him some tight bitches, got him a manager, went on a promotion tour, combed his hair back, and took up playing the guitar. And now every Sunday afternoon, you can go and see Harry at the zoo. And the girls will scream, and he'll sit on his swing and pick and sing his hit record for you.
How about some Roger Millers?
Oh, that should be exciting. Let's do it.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, howdy-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug a lug, so we help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug a lug, chug a lug. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered-up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Don't you know, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen,
heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag.
Well, I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, you had to do, I could 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 do. They tell me you're running free, your days are never blue. Well, I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had to do, I could 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 do. In your big Cadillac, you got girls in the front and got girls in the back. Yeah, and way in the back, you got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, you had to do. I could do, I could do, I could do, I could do, I could do. I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and girls in the back. You're on the way in the back. You got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well. Good things have come to you. I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had to do, I could 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 do, better, better, ba-dum.
The Real BS Show. You know, there's some people that just like this guy. I know it's going to hurt the people's feelings when I talk about it, but this is another one of my top five. He is actually a good musician. He's a good singer when he's not using his falsetto voice. But Tiny Tim, you know.
Oh, jeez. Tiny Tim.
Just, he hit a niche market and people ate him up. He was on Tonight Show. He was on a bunch of TV shows. And the public just loved him. But he was so different. I don't know if you know, I don't know what the words, you'll just have to hear it, you know.
Well, I heard a rumor that he died, but nobody even told me.
No.
He died and didn't even tell me.
Must have been a tiny death, you know.
Yeah, holy cow. So, I don't know. Not that I'm all that informative and I know about the current events, but
no.
I think you should. I wish I knew that guy's last name because I think I deliver wood to a relative.
His, oh, really?
South of Franklin, a beautiful place.
Probably.
A mansion.
Is it a daughter? Is it a woman or a man?
Well, the guy I dealt with was a young, kind of young, well, 30s, 40s. Probably 40s. I don't know. Tiny Tim, I can't remember his last name.
It started with, it was like K-H-A-U-R-Y.
I don't know.
A Syrian last name. So,
well, he gave me the willies, so yeah. let's give everybody else the willies.
Yeah.
Okay, take it away.
With me, oh, tiptoe from the garden, by the garden of the willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tulips with me.
a recording.
Yeah.
Shoot.
You could have had a horse sing that
song. We had to have one more that's just really stupid and really nutty. And
yeah, well, that's the name of the song, you know? I'm a Nut.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's the name of the song, I'm a Nut. Leroy Pullins, and he's pulling some nuts.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Maybe I heard the song before, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's possible.
You know, we could always take requests with the nuttiest song you know. I mean, always you could always let us know, because there's songs out there that are just out there, you know?
There's so many of them that it just, you just can't believe that somebody took the time to make them.
Right.
You know, and but who am I to judge, you know?
Right.
Anything to make a buck.
Right.
That'll do it. So, all right, well, let's say goodbye to everybody and
yes.
Stay healthy and
be safe.
You know, drink, what was that stuff?
Ovaltine.
No, virgin olive oil.
Yeah, extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, take a spoonful of that every night and drink your beet juice and,
yeah,
you know, keep your blood pressure down and, I don't know,
stay healthy. Saddle up and ride on, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, we have to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
See ya. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember only forest fires prevent bears. Deep, deep, ba, ba, da, ba, be, ba, ba, da, ba, 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 da, ba, ba. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.